Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. That has to do with sales lead management and sales lead marketing. Probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the founder, the executive director, and the driving force behind the SLMA, the irrepressible Jim Overmeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul, for the nice introduction. That's Paul Roberts, our studio producer, coming to you from Costa Mesa, California. I am Jim Obermeyer. I am in the far northwest. I'm the founder of the Sales Lead Management Association and the Funnel Media Group. We've got an interesting topic today. There's, for many years, the events and exhibits industry has had this ongoing tussle between the kinds of technology that are used to capture inquiries and leads at trade shows. Considering these trade shows produce so much wealth for companies, it's always quite amazing, and it's always been a question in my mind why companies spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to be at the show, and then they try to go for the cheapest lead capture system they can, which invariably leads to unqualified leads. And then there's no clear technology winner in this area. Now, events have grown considerably in the last 10 years, private events and corporate events and trade shows, et cetera. And because of this growth, the technology, to a great extent, is still lagged. Well, today we have Peter Gillette. He's the CEO of High Performance Software, the managing director of MarketPoint, a company in the UK. And they have a product called Zuant, which is a mobile lead capture system. Now, Peter wrote an article not too long ago about innovations in mobile lead capture, and it got my attention as presented by his PR agency. Peter and I have known each other for 20 plus years in this whole lead capture industry. And the article got my attention because Peter went through the various forms of lead capture at trade shows, and especially talked about mobile lead capture and how that seems to be a technology that's moving forward nationally and here in the U.S. and internationally as possibly the winner of the technology race, which is far behind other things like marketing automation, for lead capture. He's the CEO of Performance Software, that I said. He's responsible for driving product development and client rollouts of Zuant, the company's award-winning mobile lead capture app across many U.S. corporations. He's an entrepreneur, an innovator. Peter created the world's first web-based CRM system funded by Lucent Technologies in the 1990s. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit more about Zuant and what made you develop this product.
Yes, well, hi, Jim. Good to talk to you again. Well, as you allude, we've been in this business a long time, and you and I have worked in this industry for many decades, dare we admit. But it's been surprising that the trade show and events industry, as you mentioned, seems to have lagged behind, in, I would say, over the last 10 years or so. And in handling response management for a global construction company, they grumbled to us one day and said, look, we're using paper-based forms. You send a courier in to collect these by FedEx or DHL or whatever each night, and your bureau captures them. There must be a better mousetrap to do this. So that led us to convert our cloud-based CRM system onto a nice tablet device with their CRM data preloaded, so that they could have a more convenient device for capturing those leads directly in the booth. And although looking back at photographs of those early developments, you know, and you see the promotion team staggering around with these tablet PCs, it all looks very, very retro. But it proved the concept. and we refined that further over many years while laptops got lighter and the tablet versions of PCs became more manageable. And then the good old iPad appeared and was launched in 2010, I believe. Still seems like yesterday. And while everyone was thinking, what on earth has Steve Jobs come up with now? What are we going to do with a big phone like this in the tablet format? We could see a perfect application in the trade show industry. So suddenly swapped from Microsoft to Apple and iOS development, and continue to develop Zuant purely for the iOS platform, for iPhones as well as iPads, and haven't looked back since then.
So this really, this mobile technology that started with Apple, well, you really started it earlier. You were earlier on, you were breaking away from the scanning badge technology and computers that are sitting in the trade show booth where people, and they're still being used all over the world, where people walk up and scan their badges, or someone scans the badge using a barcode reader, et cetera, to the mobile technology, and the mobile technology through the iPad. But, and then we've got mobile technology being used on telephones, et cetera. So this technology seems to be gaining a lot of strength. Now, what is the definition of mobile technology at events today? By events, we're talking about everything from private events to large trade shows to conference events to anything from Salesforce's Dreamforce to even a private event with only 100 exhibitors. What is the definition of mobile lead capture today versus even 3 or 4 years ago?
I think it's the big term is probably that it's now become a full-on, full-blown digital platform, which just does so much more. So the lead retrieval devices that you can still rent today at trade shows from a range of registration companies. And you know, we all see people with clipboards and pens and paper still. You know, it's amazing in this marketing automation world that has moved so quickly, and you know, someone places an ad or an inquiry into a web form on your website, you know, and apparently you're dead in the water if you haven't responded in 10 minutes. The trade show industry seems to lag behind, and everyone seems used to just pen and paper or renting the standard devices that are really just 1D, aren't they? They're scanning a badge, getting some contact details, and that's it. And if that's all you want to do, then that's fine. And, you know, a lot of people will dish out swag with a promotion team working the booth just to grab the names of visitors to a show. So that, as you said, it seems most odd when you invest hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars on a booth at a big show, why you don't take lead retrieval really seriously. So I think the difference is, you know, mobile lead capture these days is much more, even at a private event.
Are these all handheld devices now? They're no, from iPads into something much smaller, even on a person's individual telephone, correct?
Yes, for sure. So, you know, half of the show workers that pitch up using Zuant will bring their own device, download the app, synchronize with Wi-Fi, and then they're ready to go. And that literally is very much ready to go, because it's not just being able to scan the badge, or in Europe, predominantly business cards. It's then qualifying the leads, recognizing who the customers are because the CRM data is preloaded, being able to send them emails, view content, view videos, even offline, so there's no sort of buffering problems. And as importantly, the exhibitor knows that data has been connected in real time with their downstream marketing automation and or CRM system. So you know how it is. You sometimes, as visitors to shows ourselves, Jim, you'll go and talk to an exhibitor's show worker and express an interest in the product, but you wonder whether you'll get any follow-up. And it may be, if you do, it takes ages. With a new mobile platform, you walk off the booth and you'll get an email or a text with links to the products you were just discussing. And knowing that if you are a serious lead and you do want follow-up, you know, we're talking about quality follow-up rather than being badgered by a sales guy, then, you know, you're quite happy to receive a call that afternoon or the next day when you said you want to be contacted. So it's three-dimensional rather than the old 1D approach, I think, is a good way to get it.
So, in essence, Zuant and some others out there in the industry, which you'll cover in a few moments, have started are really eliminating the need for hardware in the booths, third-party hardware, rented hardware, purchased hardware in the booth, because the Wi-Fi technology, it's two clicks away, and you can be connected to the software, and then you're pretty much off and running. So is this always something, this mobile technology, that has to be purchased from an outside vendor, such as Zuant, or some of the exhibit properties also offering it?
So some of the registration companies at shows will offer more sophisticated systems that you can use at that one show. But if you're a company exhibiting, you know, multiple times in the year and maybe in different continents, you now want a standardized process that can be repeated so that it's more efficient and it is connected. So to do that for one show is quite complicated and often not worth the trouble.
I get it. So this, maybe I'm a slow learner here, Peter. But so the software and the Wi-Fi, easy Wi-Fi connection, and the elimination of the hardware has really made finally the standardization of lead capture at shows worldwide possible, versus having to have a different process at every trade show, and in Europe, and in Japan, and in the Middle East, and every place you'd go, it would be something different. Okay. So that I can, yep, that I can understand. Now, in your article, you talk about some of the differences between the different lead capture devices. And you mentioned a lot of the trends in the technology, NFC, RFID, which has been out there for quite some time, iBeacon, et cetera. Can you give us, in a moment or so, we have to take a break, but when we come back, can you give us the differences between these and what you think is going to be the winner in the technology? We're going to have to go over to Paul, our producer, for a quick break for commercials. We've been speaking with Peter Gillette, CEO of High Performance Software, the maker of Zuant, and he's been tackling the question, innovations in mobile lead capture. What is the future of event ROI? Paul, over to you.
And since we mentioned Zuant, let's talk a little bit more about it. They're a new generation of mobile lead capture systems, one you can use at every trade show and event, or even every day when you're on the road to present and send videos and literature to your customers. It really looks great, and it eliminates the need for manually entering your leads later. Think about that. Do it right now. Now, that's smart. If you want to be smart, you better check out this site, www.zuant.com, Z-U-A-N-T, zuant.com.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at Validar.com.
And after you do that, we invite you to check out one more thing, and that's one of our other sponsors today, Diamond Communication Solutions. They're a full-service partner in the design, production, and deployment of data-driven highly personalized customer and member communications, data-driven, that's the key. They deliver targeted, relevant, and dynamic messaging using print and digital media. Their 1,200-plus healthcare and 500 financial clients include Fortune 1000 companies, major insurance firms, financial institutions, and all sorts of member organizations. Diamond Communication Solutions is a trusted and secure communication platform that helps you take care of what you need when you need it. Why not check them out right now? Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. Check out dmsolutions.com. That's dmsolutions.com. All right. Having paid some bills and brought some ideas to light here, let's continue the conversation with Jim and his guest.
Thank you, Paul. It's nice to hear from our sponsors. We've been speaking with Peter Gillette, CEO of High Performance Software. He's been telling us how mobile lead capture is becoming the standard for lead capture worldwide and will be the standard for lead capture worldwide at events. And he's going to tell us the difference between these mobile technologies today and then give us his thoughts of the eventual winner in this technology battle, so to speak, for lead capture at trade shows. Peter, tell us about the different technologies.
Sure, Jim. The good old barcode printed on a badge is still pretty good. There are different formats, of course. We're used to QR codes that are very easy to scan on a lot of devices. You've got 1D and 2D barcodes that can also hold a lot of data. And the beauty of those systems now is that you can scan someone's badge, and they may be a late registration. They might have walked in that day to attend the show. And, you know, in the blink of an eye, having scanned the badge, the system is searching on the registration server and popping back all the details onto your digital platform, such as Zuant. So that is good technology. It's prevalent in the US and has been running there for many decades. Oddly, outside of the US, it's still quite rare. Goodness knows why. I mean, you guys invented the whole sort of consumer advertising world in the days of Mad Men and were the forerunners of direct mail, and us Europeans followed, you know, maybe 5-10 years later. And that seems to be true in the trade show industry as well. So you go to a show anywhere else in the world, it's quite rare to get a barcode on the badge. And therefore, there's been great steps to improve business card scanning as the way of capturing the data now, just as quickly as scanning a barcode. So that's where the industry is at the moment. But we're always looking at, you know, the next developments. One that's being used in the U.S. in the IT and mobile sectors, as you'd imagine, is NFC, near-field communications. So this is like one of the modern keys you get to open a hotel bedroom, and you just tap on the scanner and it opens the door easily. Your data is held in the same way. You just touch your badge with an iPhone or Android device, and it pulls your data from the card onto the device. And they're a little more expensive, so we haven't really got to the stage where the economies of scale for the registration companies to offer this to exhibitors. But that's a really nice technology. It's now quite old, but it is still of the moment and, you know, really practical and nice for the visitor and the exhibitor alike. So that's where we're at, and I think, you know, we're proposing to organisers, you mentioned Dreamforce earlier on, organisations like Salesforce, where you could create a badge that you hold, like your Amex card or other credit card, that has all of your details in it, and you could take that from show to show. So there are some nice ways of being able to roll out that technology economically and allow you to score points for more shows or sessions you go to. So I think there's a lot of mileage to gain from that.
What's the difference between that and RFID, radio frequency identification?
Well, I believe, and someone will obviously correct me if I'm wrong, but I think NFC is part of the whole RFID family. And, of course, NFC relies on you being close, you know, hence the name near field, to tap the badge and grab the data. So it means the individual can approve that data being provided. Now, we worked many years ago with a large plant that actually fitted proactive RFID sensors behind all of their exhibits in a very large booth, and were able to track the flow of traffic through the booth,
right,
the dwell time in front of exhibits, and indeed we were able to get the details, the registration details of those contacts from the organizer of the show, and pump that into a call center to start calling these people who might not, you know, in the world of, you know, data privacy and so on, really be acceptable going forward. So it has a place to play, but I think we need to be very careful about the privacy aspects of that active RFID.
Okay, so that's a part, RFID is part of NFC. More or less on steroids, and yeah, it has that privacy issue. Not everybody liked to be known that they were being tracked as soon as they entered the booth and where they went in the booth, and et cetera.
Yeah.
Now, in your article, you mentioned iBeacon. Can you explain that to me? That's kind of new to me.
Okay. Well, iBeacon, I believe, is an Apple development as well,
mm-hmm.
Although cleverly it's available on the Android platform. We've seen it's one of those brilliant ideas that's yet to find a lot of applications. So, you know, over here in the UK, we've got various iBeacons used around historic castles and museums, so that it's issuing data to people who want to receive it in your headphones.
So it's all one way. It's strictly one way then?
Yes, it's one way when you're in close proximity to those beacons.
So it's not really a lead capture.
Imagine how that. No, but it could be. It could be used to know who you were based on your registration identity.
But it doesn't give you any. No interaction, no qualified lead levels, no need, desire, buying authority, time frame. It just tells you who's there and where they are, more or less, and it delivers messages.
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned very interesting in your article, facial recognition. Is that real?
Yes,
I mean, is that really coming?
Yes, for sure it is. And once again, you know, there are certain privacy issues here, but I think it will, and it is, starting to be used, which is why we're taking a close look at it, for smaller events, so that instead of scanning a badge or having to print out a QR code, you know, you can manage the application so someone walks into an event, it can recognize who you are and match you to your pre-registration data. Or in the airline world, you know, you've been ticketed and pull that data. So it just removes another step in the process. But we are, you know, let's have the caveat here, in the very early stages of that technology. And I mentioned a company called Zenus that's doing some very nice development work in that area. And the other one is a UK company called Hiver, who are using some very clever geolocation tracking, so that you know without having to do anything, just have your iPhone or Android device activated on you, who it will tell you who you spoke to during the course of the day, who they were, and connect through to your LinkedIn profile. So once again, that sort of technology has great potential, but, and it's a big but, like NFC, it needs very aware, futuristic exhibition organizers to look at this technology and say, wow, this is really going to deliver a much better experience for all our customers, exhibitors and visitors alike. So exciting times.
Well, as an expert in the industry, we've only got about a minute and a half here. As an expert in the industry, what do you think is going to be the winner, the technology winner in the next 5 years? We can't go out more than probably 3 to 5 years.
Okay. I would think the barcode is going to be with us through that period. I think as exhibition organizers can afford it and see the benefits, you'll see more shows using NFC. And then if this idea of the personal exhibit badge that you carry around with your credit cards, that takes hold, then that will help NFC to flourish in future. So I think for mainstream shows and exhibitions, I would still play a conservative game with those existing technologies. But I think any one of those others, MASH, any of the three, iBeacon, facial recognition, and these other special technologies like Hiver, will have a very good role to play for smaller events, for companies that want to really impress their customers and make them an easier experience for them.
And this is all based on the mobile technology of the personal device, which is attached or connecting through Wi-Fi to the servers, which then delivers the leads directly to the company with the qualification information, also puts out literature that the person needs. And so it still is coming back to this mobile lead capture. And those devices seem to be the things that have been changing now. Now, Zuant, you haven't mentioned too much about Zuant, but I've got a little thing here that's Zuant seems to really be taking hold. And from your description, we can see you've got four main applications area: trade shows, everyday sales, which surprises me, market research and retail. And it's not just a UK-based product, but certainly is you're taking hold here in the U.S. We recommend that people look into this. If we have a little more time, maybe we could go into much more depth, but your article does that. Now, how does someone look up Zuant, and how does someone reach you in the UK, Peter?
Well, as you said, there's a lot of interest in the US, and in fact, 80% of our sales are in the US now, so it really has taken hold out there, much faster than in Europe, I'm disappointed to say, in one respect, but we are operating with full support for our American clients, and anyone can get hold of us at zuant.com, and we'd be delighted to talk to you.
Well, excellent. You've got an open mic to come back about technology. I love this. To hear more about this technology, we've been speaking with Peter Gillette, CEO of High Performance Software, tackling the issue of innovations in mobile lead capture and the future of lead capture at trade shows. Peter, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Jim. Great to talk to you again.
Once again, you've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. One of the many shows on the Funnel Radio channel for at-work listeners like you.